This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Tes Se'if Vav. Siman Kuf Nun Tes Se'if Vav. L'yitein Mayim L'chaveroi B'chafnav. Do not place water for your friend in your palms. In your, meaning you're going to scoop out water and you're going to use your hands to form a receptacle, and then you're going to pour it on his hands from your hands. Don't do that. Don't put water for your friend b'chafnav. She'ein noitlim ela min akli. Because you're only allowed to wash from a kli. V'adin imnat al yaday achas me'akli. The same thing would be if you poured one hand from a kli, v'shavah meni liyada achas de'ino klum. Let's say you poured from a kli to your hand, and then from your hand to your other hand. That also doesn't work, even though the water in your hand came from a kli. However, for Rabbeinu Tam matir bazu, Rabbeinu Tam did allow it. The Bir Halacha explains the second case, meaning you can't to put water in your hand and put on your friend's hand, that not. But Rabbeinu Tam allowed pouring water from a clean to one hand and from that hand to the other hand. The Bir Halacha says that he found the Machlokes, that the opinion of the Vush and the Oilas Tamid, that in the first case, it's Asur according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if your friend's hands were Tahar originally, that your friend washed them through a Kli. So even if his hands were clean, and then he poured it into to his hand from a kli. So it's not like the water is needed to be metar his hands. No, his hands were already clean. And then you poured it into your hand and then onto your friend's hand. Rabbeinu Tam would say it doesn't work. However, according to the Gra says that if your friend's hands were tahar, Rabbeinu Tam would argue even in the first case. In other words, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that if you washed one of your hands and then from your clean hand you poured into the other hand, it works. The question is, what would Rabbeinu Tam say if you were to take water from your hand and pour it into your friend's hand? That is a machlokes between Oilas Tamid Levush versus the Gra. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam Matir Bezu, Kimen Shetchilas Netila Liyadoi Achas Hoysa Menakli. Rabbeinu Tam matters in the second case because it originally came into your hand from a kli. V'hu Shoysa Yado Rishayna Tahira, provided that your first hand was Tahar. K'goin Sheshafach Aleh Revius V'vas Echas. If you poured Revius at one time, so now your hands are Tahar, you could use water. You could use that water to pour into your friend. The custom is to be lenient like Rabbeinu Tam. That's why on the airplane when I pull out my accordion cup, even though the guy next to me doesn't have his accordion cup, the minhag is I now take the clean water in my hand and I say, pal, stay right there. And I throw it on the guy's hand. So the minhag is to make
the minute today about this, no? Like you're pointing out.
The minutes, that's the minhag. I felt the minhag of the Rama. V'nagu l'hakel. Whenever I fly Rama air, I do that. What?
A long time ago, it might be the minhag. It doesn't make any more. Does that matter?
No. When the Rama says v'nahagu, it's a question. But I don't think so. Aval hasor rishayna hi ikar. Fundamentally, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. L'chin yesh lahachmer l'chadchila. You should be machmer. Noagu means they do it, but it doesn't mean it's correct to do. But it does have standing. It's, in other words, the Rama doesn't say it's asr to do it. He says you should be machmer l'chadchila.
Are you allowed to wash your friend's hand anyway with a regular kli? Meaning, isn't there an issue of gavra here? Like, if you're washing somebody else?
It depends if you're a gavra or you've already abdicated your mind to various forces that exist in the world. But so long as you are a gavra, then you could. It's considered koyach gavra. It doesn't have to be that gavra. There's even an opinion that a monkey is a gavra. Okay, we'll see. Says the Mishmar b'chaf navafil ha'yadav tahayrais. According to the first daya, even if your hands are clean, you can't fill up your hands and use that water to pour on your friend's hand. V'shafach mimena, haino achar shekvar nigmar hanatila miyad ha'achas. You already completed washing one hand, shafach me'amayim hanishar toich pisas yadai ala yad hashniya. You poured from the water that remained in the first hand on the second hand. Lahachi eino klum. Therefore, it doesn't work. Doloi ba natila me'akli. The Shaar Tzion brings to the Magen Avram, even if you are mechavein when you did the first natila, that you should pour the water on the second natila. V'yim hechazik hayadayim zoi tachazoi. If you positioned your hands one beneath the other, v'shafach echad al yad hol yoyna, and one guy poured on the upper hand, it's like this, you position your hands one on top of the other, and then your friend, Mr. Gavra, comes along and he poured it on you, then it would work. Because it's one natila, that would be effective, it's natila achas. What about two people that want to wash together? Shulchan Aruch says later on in Siman Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Gimel, that if they initially put their hands one beneath the other, and they have kavana to wash together, it will work. What about to wash your hands with your friend's leftover Natil Siyadayim water? It's very clean. It's very hygienic. I'm saying it's much more hygienic than using those towels that most of your community has already got their hands on. Are you allowed to use leftover water of Natil Sidayim to wash your hands? We'll see later on. Even if a revius was used where the water didn't become tame, it's usr. Why? It's not usr because it's tame. It's usr because malacha was done with the water. Any water that malacha was done with, you can't use for Natil Siyadayim. So let's say your gardener watered the lawn, and there's a pool of water in the lawn. L'chayro, you can't use that water for Natil Siyadayim, but ein zeh mekoma. We'll get to it in Siman Kuf Samach. Okay. V'hu shahoysa. Rabbeinu Tam says that since you poured onto one hand with a kli, that hand could pour onto the second hand, provided the first hand was tahar. Kasu achreinim da al kalpanim lehiter Rabbeinu Tam el rak lishbech miyad zoi lechaverta. Avaloi l'shavshef v'liga. But not to rub and to touch. Dim yishavshef yigaba. If you're going to rub the tamayan onto the tar, avshihi tahira, even though the hand that the water is in is tahar, haloi tia nitmeis menigiyas b'chaverta, it will become tame by touching the other one. What would be an example where the first hand is tahar? For example, where you poured a revius bebas achas. Uvechagoyin zeh, and in such a case, av shehoisa tameya. Even though hand A was tame, nitara yadoi b'shvicha achas, your hands became tahar with one pouring. V'gam hamayim atzman loy nitme'u. The waters themselves did not become tame because you poured on it from Revius. The Revius bevas achas asua kemikva hametaheres. A Revius at one time is like a mikvah. Shegam hamayim tohirim him. Kila kaman besimun kuf samach beiz. V'lachin yachal lishbach mimayim elu gufam shenesgabiz adabizyada al yara shnia. Since Revius bevas achas has the status of a mikvah metaher, and you poured it on hand one, even though hand one was originally tame, but now it becomes tahar, and the water remains tahar, therefore you could then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, pour it on the second hand. Miu. However, Zedafgim Shavach Ravias al Yadoi Kroy, that's only if you poured it on your hand properly. Dahainu Kedin Natila al Kolayad. You poured it like the requirements of Natila on the whole hand, mi bifnim mi bachus, from the inside on the outside, the Shavach Kula Rak Latuk Pisas Yadoi, because if you just poured it into your palm, Ein Zen Natila Karoi. This is not a Natila. V'yodoi harishayna atzma tmeya. Now hand one remains tame. V'gam amayim nitmuba. So you have to pour it completely. You know that when you do Natila Sidaim, you have to cover your whole hand. You're not, chas v'shalom, baptizing your hand, where you're just sprinkling a little water on it. Okay, this is the Jewish religion. So I want to clarify that. That when you're washing Natila Sidaim, you're practicing Judaism, which means that you need to cover your whole hand. Don't say you don't want to waste the water. The rest of the day, you turn on your sink, you let your shower go for over an hour every night. So let the sink fill up the whole cup. You could wait a few extra moments and cover your entire hand. Otherwise, this procedure is not going to work. The Sharet Zion in Sivkat Lamed Gimel quotes the Taz. However, the Taz himself says that in order for this to work, you need to first pour a Revius on hand one, and then another Revius. Not that pouring one Revius is metaher your hand, and now the water remains tahar. You're required to pour a Revius and then a second, but the Sharet Zion says it's tamua. Because then you wouldn't need a Revius. In two pourings, the hand becomes tahar. Okay, we'll pick it up here, Be'ezus Hashem. You know what? Let's just finish this Sif Kata, Simen. He Iker, this Sif, He Iker. The opinion, the first day is the Iker. V'chinu da shara poiskim, deloy krabinu tam. This is a rare case where the Mechaber brings the day of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rama says, even though the Minog is like Rabbeinu Tam, no, we don't go like him. The Mechaber didn't say we don't go like him. The Rama is the one who says we don't go like him. Lechatchila. Now the Rama says, you should machmer lechatchila, not the Marshal. The Marshal says, not lechatchila, you can't do it. You can't even do it b'diyavet. V'rashal hechmer af b'diyavet. V'gam ledas Rama, hu davka b'shas hadchak. Avo bin izdamnu loy mayim yito shenis uvichli uvili bracha. It's only b'shas hadchak, like you said on the airplane. But if you get water again, you should wash again, but without a bracha. And in such a case, there's a bir halacha later on that says that whenever there's a suffik and you wash again, it's best to be metame your hands so that you could make a bracha. So be meshafshef, get your hands, get down and dirty with your hands, and then you wash again with a bracha. Okay, let's hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.